Good to see Dr. Austin Brown back from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. He hasn't been too busy lately, have you?
Good morning. You know, yeah, just put my feet up, taking it easy, you know. Nothing been going on, really.
Been a pretty wild time for you guys.
It has. It's getting back to business as usual, although it might not ever be as usual the way we remember it ever again. But we're getting there. So I know a lot of people put in a lot of hard work for the last year and beginning of 2021, given a lot of vaccinations. So proud of all those people, but I think it goes to show that we're getting to where we are because of everybody working so hard. So thank you to everybody.
Well, now we're giving away money to get vaccinated.
I saw that.
About $6 million, so it might behoove you if you haven't been vaccinated to get over to Brown's and get vaccinated.
I'm thinking so. That's probably a pretty good way to throw your hat in the ring, huh? I'm looking for my number to pop up. I know that for sure.
They're going to give away $50,000, I think, for the next 30 days.
Yeah, okay. I hadn't looked at the numbers yet. I did hear that there was some money on the table.
And then a lot of scholarship money.
Yes, I saw the scholarship, which I thought was a great idea. So
you're still doing the shots, right?
We are. They have slowed down tremendously. We're not doing them in those gigantic clinics, but you can walk into the pharmacy and request one to get set up for an appointment, or they might be able to take care of you right there.
We do. There is, let me mention, there is that clinic today, Jackson Transportation Authority.
That's right, yep.
From 10 to 2, absolutely, you can walk in. I don't know if you need any identification. I think they said it would probably be good if you had a driver's license, but I don't think you have to have one. They're going to vaccinate you today from 10 to 2 down at the Transportation Authority. So
that's with the health department, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've... Great people.
I don't think the bus drivers are doing it, but who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, but no, we worked a lot with the health department for the last year, getting this stuff prepped and ready to go, and that's a fantastic team. We couldn't have done it without them.
Now, I was surprised to hear the numbers. I think Jackson County is right around 50%.
We're in the 50-ish percent now. I haven't looked at the numbers this morning, to be honest with you, but I know we were doing well. Jackson has done well in terms of our region. The state broke everybody down into different regions so we could watch sections of different counties, and we were in Region 1. Region 1 is overall did very well, and Jackson was definitely towards the top in terms of overall immunization rates.
Okay.
So we were doing well.
So today you're going to talk about... prescription medications?
Yeah. As a pharmacist, I thought that was a good idea.
Hey, how about that?
Who'd have thunk it? Yeah. No, it's been, so today I was looking at, you know, before everybody, you know, heads out back out to the 4th, I guess my sage advice for that weekend is have fun, be safe, wear your sunscreen, and enjoy the food, enjoy the weather, and being with everybody. But what we're starting to look at the pharmacies more now over the last month or so is we're getting back into more of our normal pharmacy operations. So a lot of our focus that was so heavily focused on vaccines is now shifting back to what else are we doing with everybody's meds. And one of the big things that we always talk about in the pharmacies is medication adherence and just remembering to, you know, keep taking your medicines the way that they were prescribed to you and the way that you're supposed to be. And so much of that kind of ideas and thoughts got derailed over the last year. Not being able to go see your doctors and get your regular check-ins. And that led to people maybe not taking their meds the way they should have been because they didn't know or they just didn't have the opportunity to see somebody. And, you know, non-adherence to medicines, that accounts for up to 50% of treatment failures just because we didn't take our meds right.
And it sounds so silly, but, you know, if you're out there taking 5, 10, or 15 medications a day, it becomes...
Absolutely.
It's a task.
It is. It really, really is. And that's challenging. And then if those medicines are interacting with each other or you're, you know, getting side effects from that, you know, there's ways that we can work around that. But the ultimate goal is to try to take them as prescribed best we can. It accounts for around 125,000 deaths and up to 25% of hospitalizations each year just in the United States, just not taking medicines the way we're supposed to. So, you know, and there's myths that sometimes get in the way of those things as well. You know, for example, the first one, you know, if you're feeling better or worse in some cases, you know, taking more of that medicine will help me. So it's the idea of more is better.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, that's definitely not. So, you know, doctor, we try to prescribe usually the lowest effective dose for you that we can. And then if you take more than you're supposed to, increases the risk of potential side effects, depending on what that drug is, maybe a dangerous overdose. You know, for example, 40 people die each day from overdosing on prescription narcotics. That's some data that comes from American Public Health Association. Mm-hmm. So more is not always better. You have to be patient. It can sometimes take several weeks to feel the effects of your medication, if you do, in fact, feel any effects at all. A lot of times we see that with like blood pressure and cholesterol medicine. Not necessarily something you're going to feel working, but it is in fact doing what it's supposed to. And if, you know, if it is working, upping the dosage doesn't mean it's going to work better necessarily. Yeah, that's one thing that we look at. Another myth or that we get into that, it's kind of the same boat, is I'm feeling better, so I can take less or I don't have to take it anymore. Going back to the blood pressure example, a lot of people come in and see us and go, well, I've been taking this forever and my blood pressure is under control, so I think I'm good. Why do I keep taking this? And, you know, you have to have that conversation. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear everything's under control. And the reason it very well may be under control for so long is you've continued to take that medicine.
Sure.
So it's not that it fixed a problem, it went away, that problem's gone, now we can take away the drug, because people don't want to take meds if they don't have to. But the idea is, no, that's in fact why your blood pressure is where it's supposed to be. So let's keep doing that. Now, there are things that we can try to do to test that theory. Diet and exercise, regular, you know, lifestyle modifications. Those are a big part of that as well. And sometimes we can see maybe you don't need as much of a dose. You don't need that medicine if you keep that routine up. But a lot of times the reason that we're doing so well is because you're doing those things in tangent. So, another myth that we run into a lot of times, if this medication, you start a medicine, has some side effects, I'll stop taking it. Because people have in their mind that, well, if I have this medicine and this is how I feel now, this is just how this is going to make me feel all the time. A lot of times when we take medications and we're getting started on them, just like anything else, your body has to get used to what is new. You just introduce something new to it. There's a diabetes medication that we use for a lot called metformin. And it's the kind of the call sign side effect for metformin is it causes a lot of GI, upset stomach, diarrhea for about the first 2 weeks is what we like to tell people. But, you know, when you're feeling like that for 2 weeks straight, that's, yeah, you get over that pretty fast.
That's no fun.
And so it's really, you know, from our, you know, from my side of the counter, it's, I'm kind of here to help be a coach through that. Yes, this could be a drag potentially. But I promise you, this is going to get better, and then that side effect will go away, and you're ultimately going to, this will help your blood sugars. So that's one that we run into a lot as well. Myth number four I got here. I can't afford my medications, so I'll skip doses or I'll split the pills.
We're seeing that all
and
the time.
And that happens a lot. And that's the brand name drugs. I mean, they're expensive. That's just the way that our health system and our drug market is right now. And we're looking at ways to alleviate some of that. But, you know, yeah, that works from your wallet standpoint. But in terms of what we might be trying to accomplish in terms of the outcomes from your health, splitting that dose or not taking it isn't going to do it. So, of course, 100% of the medications we don't take don't work. So not taking anything, of course, is going to do nothing. That dose that you might be taking, if you're splitting it in half, it might be suboptimal. It might be not getting you to the result we want to see. And some drugs, depending on what we're looking at, you may be just introducing side effects potentially into your body, but not getting any benefit from the drug because that dose is too low to get a therapeutic outcome. But it is enough for you to potentially have a side effect.
Is there a common drug where you see this happen? Where people just say, you know, I can't afford it?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of brand name diabetes medications, whether those be oral tablets or injectables. Another one that is
no generics or
sometimes they're just the generic is not available yet, but that's a drug class that is a good treatment option, mm-hmm. but we haven't gotten to the point in those patents where that drug has become generically available. So we'll run into issues like that. Another one that's a very expensive medication where people are skipping doses or opting to not take the medicine is a blood thinners that we like to use for patients that have atrial fibrillation. And those help so we don't get clots in our body. So the brand name drugs are Xarelto, Eliquis. Very effective medicines to help prevent problems from AFib or preventing stroke, but they are expensive.
Yeah.
So there's lots of options, and we can help at the pharmacy with that. And maybe there's coupons or different programs we can get somebody enrolled in.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take those meds when the doctor prescribes them in instances like that. Sometimes, another myth, the dosing schedules are complicated. So, to your point, you got 10, 15 pills. This one's three times a day. This one's twice a day. How do I do that? I'll just pop a handful. In certain situations, that's not a problem. There are drugs that do have stipulations in terms of how they should be used or when they should be used. An example of one that's common that a lot of people might be familiar with is a levothyroxine, or a drug, the Synthroid is a brand name. It's for thyroid, for people that have thyroid issues with their thyroid hormone. That drug is best taken first thing in the morning, half hour before any other food, even your coffee. I like to tell people 30 to 60 minutes, big glass of water, then get your day started. And that just allows that drug to become absorbed into the body. It does better on an empty stomach. Another one that works well about a half hour before eating anything is common drug we use for heartburn called omeprazole. Those are drugs that we like to try to use first thing in the morning before you get anything going so we can get out in front of that. So there's lots of different ways that those drugs could interact, and if you're taking them all together, you might be putting yourself at risk for an interaction, or maybe the drug that you got in there isn't going to be as effective as it could be if we separate it out. So those
now,
are
normally
things.
on the bottle, there will be an instruction, right?
Correct. There is. And then we, like, as the pharmacist, that's something we'd like to counsel patients on. You know,
sure.
Those are the tips and tricks of the trade kind of thing. So those are some simple examples in a way that, you know, I've talked about this a lot, a way that we help patients understand that are caregivers is our medication synchronization programs and our packaging programs. So the pharmacy will put those drugs where they're supposed to be for somebody and take the guesswork out for you. And that's a service that we provide. Then the last tip, or the last kind of myth here I've got is looking at taking over-the-counter drugs and supplements with prescription meds. Again, lots of times that could be just fine. A pretty prime example, two prime examples is looking at some narcotic products. So, for example, Norco or hydrocodone, that's a product that comes with acetaminophen in it, or Tylenol. So somebody may not know that they're taking regular scheduled Norco for pain control, but when they're offsetting that, maybe they're using just regular over-the-counter Tylenol. But what they might not know is they're introducing too much Tylenol into the body that can lead to liver problems. So just being mindful and helping patients understand and navigate, you know, if you're going to use certain over-the-counter meds, there's an example of one where you could be taking too much of a medicine. Another one is if people are on blood thinners, like the ones I mentioned earlier, Xarelto or Eliquis, the Coumadin or Warfarin is the other really popular one a lot of people use. Warfarin interacts with a lot of over-the-counter medication supplements. And so making sure that you're not putting yourself at risk to have an increased chance of a bleed is another thing. So when you're looking at your prescriptions and then over-the-counters, always great to double-check with the pharmacist just to make sure you're not putting yourself at risk for something to go wrong down the line.
Hey, if you're homebound, too, Browns will deliver, right?
We do. We will come right to your door. And we love to do that. We try to, especially for our delivery patients, we try to sync their medications. We'll call you ahead of time, see if there's been any changes. Have you been to the doctor? What questions do you have for the pharmacist? And then we will schedule that delivery, and we'll bring them right to your door. And you can always call us if you have other questions. So, now that we're moving out of the COVID cloud and we're trying to get back into business as usual, think about the things with your health that you maybe put on the back burner for a while. Go get yourselves checked out. Look at other maybe shots or immunizations you missed out on, shingles shot, for example, and take a look at your medicines. Are they up to date? Have you spoken with your doctor or your pharmacist about them regularly or recently? What can we do to help you with that? So just do a self-check as we get into the summertime and and we'll be here if you need us.
The phone number, of course, Brown's out on Robinson
Road. We're on Robinson Road, 517-750-2180. Everybody have a safe 4th of July weekend. Have a good time, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it.